There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, didn't it sound like welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show? All right, well, the second time he says Dr. Joy, but the first time it sounded like Dr. Joy. Oh, I'm just being whiny. Pay no attention to me. Let's put Susan on the air. All right, Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I've got a predicament.
Okay.
I'm involved with a divorced man, father of adult children, and I believe he's being taken advantage of by his adult child, and I'm just wondering how much slack I should give until I just say this is just not working for me anymore.
Yeah. You're walking into a minefield, as I'm sure you're aware. Do you have kids, Susan?
I do not.
Okay. How long have you been dating the dude?
About 8 years.
Wow.
I was hoping he would get older and things would get better. Well, they don't seem to be now.
What's the specific concern with the? Is it a daughter or a son?
Son. The son is 27 and going through a divorce, and my friend keeps giving him money to get his life restarted, and it's like he'll do anything because he feels so guilty about the kid being, you know, he has a sickness, and also feels guilty about being divorced, and he's afraid the kid, 27-year-old, is going to kill himself. So he's like held hostage. He's afraid not to give him money so he can start over again and start over again.
Was it afraid not to do it, or he just wants to do it?
Well, he's afraid that the kid will do it. He's afraid that the son will get depressed because of what's going on with his divorce that he'll do.
Well, all right, so I tell you what I give you permission to do and what I don't give you permission to do, because that if you say you're coddling your son, you're not going to have the choice of whether to stay or to go. He's going to dump you because, as you point out, the major cause of the breakup of second marriage is kids left over from the first, especially with the father. And you're exactly right that they feel guilty about it, especially if there's any mental health issues here, which it sounds like there are. If I were in your shoes, what I'd say is, look, I understand that you're feeling responsible here. What about getting your son a therapist and making any more money to him dependent on him seeing a therapist, so at least you feel that he's not going to kill himself, because that's a terrible burden for not only for your friend but also for your friend's husband, your friend's son. So, but saying you shouldn't be giving him, it's really not your business, Cookie. I mean, he's not asking your friend isn't asking you for money, right?
It's my business because it affects me. I'm looking for somebody to retire with and go off into the sunset with, and that money going to the kid is not going into the retirement fund.
How do you set up the retirement fund? Do both of you work at this moment?
Yes.
Okay. And what percentage of each of your income do each of you put into the retirement fund?
Oh, no. I mean, the pie in the sky one. I mean, there's no actual fund. It's just...
Well, but no. Susan, that may be the solution. Look, one of the things that I talk with people about is when they're talking about getting married, that what you do is you sit down and you figure out money, because money is the major cause of the breakup of first marriages. And so let's say that you and your friends, I know I'm just a harbinger of all sorts of great news. All right, so let's say you and your friend decide to get married, and you make $50 a week and he makes $25 a week, all right? So when the two of you decide to cohabit or get married or whatever you're going to decide to do, that because you make twice what he makes, that you put in, let's say that your rent is $100. well, let's make it $120 so I don't have to do such complicated math. It's your rent's $120. So you put in, because you're going to put in double what he puts in, you're going to put in $80, he's going to put in $40. Because it's the same percentage of your income.
Right.
So if you're talking about retirement fund, how old are you, Susie?
60.
Okay. So, and how old's your friend?
Same.
Great. All right. So let's say that you're making $50, he's making $25, and so each of you decide you're going to put in 10% of your income every month. So you're going to put in $5. He's going to put in $2.50. Now, presumably, I don't know if you're living together or not, you divvy up all the other expenses. And with any luck at all, you're both going to have some money. You're going to have some disposable income left at the end of the month. His disposable income may go directly to his son. But it doesn't affect you at all, because that's disposable income. It doesn't affect food. It doesn't affect entertainment. It doesn't affect rent. And it doesn't affect your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that if you want to buy an expensive pair of shoes, then he can't say, wow, you paid how much for those shoes? That's your disposable income. My guess is if you care about this guy, that's the way to do it. Is saying, look, I want a retirement fund. Let's figure out how we're going to do this. And then I promise I'll get off your case about how you spend money with your kid.
That's a good idea.
Good. All right, and then you can say to him, if I even raise my eyebrows when you tell me about your kid, then I'll pay you $20, because you got to get out of that habit. It's, you know, getting between a guilty dad and his kid is poisonous. So you don't want to do that. But you've got a legitimate point of, okay, let's set this out, and as long as you're putting in that money every month, and he wants to do it too. And the other thing I would suggest is, I will not mention this again, but if I were in your shoes, I talked to Brown and she said, make it contingent upon any other money that you give him that he see a therapist, so you at least have a feeling that he's getting some help. And at 27, he doesn't want to be completely dependent on his dad. You talk about depressing. All right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-99-DR-JOY. RJ, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Hey, I have had a wife of 56 years, and she's been gone 7 years now.
Okay.
So I was going out with this woman for 6 years now.
Okay.
And we had a date to go to see Wizard of Oz on Saturday night.
Okay.
Last June, and I asked her to, Monday night, I asked her to go for dinner on Tuesday, and she said, no, we should not go out more than once per week. So that hit me, she's like, as a rejection.
And, well, I don't know that it's a rejection. It clearly is a boundary. Did you ask her why she doesn't want to go out more than once a week?
I was too stunned to say anything, and so forth. For almost 3 months now, I have not spoken to her, and I haven't heard from her.
Do you miss her?
So what do you think? Is that...
Well, RJ, let me get a little bit more detail. How old are you?
I'm 85.
Okay, and how old is she?
She's 80.
Okay. Well,
she's been divorced 15 years.
Okay. It sounds to me that, first of all, she may not trust men hugely, but she may also just be an independent woman. She may sort of figure that, you know, that I don't want a man taking over my life, and so what I will do, and I don't know if she's dating other people or not. I think basically, if you miss her, I'd give her a call and say, hey, look, I took that as rejection, that you didn't want to spend any more time with me, but it occurs to me, I didn't ask you the obvious question, which is, why did you not want to see me more than once a week? Are the two of you sexual with each other or not?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to move closer, and apparently she wants to move away.
Well, it sounds like she wants to have... Look, RJ, this gets down to, what are you looking for in a relationship at this point in your life? What do you want?
I'd like to have a companion.
Do you want somebody to live with or not? I'll tell you what. You
okay
think about
too,
that.
Sure.
All right, think about the question and be as specific. I'll come back to you in just a minute. You be as specific with me as you possibly can about what the perfect relationship, not the perfect woman, but the perfect relationship would look like. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
855-99-DR.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to give me a holler. At some point, maybe coming up, we'll do some DVDs. We're talking right now with RJ, who has been dating a woman for 6 years, and they had basically a once-a-week date, and he took her on kind of a lavish to see The Wizard of Oz and called, said, would you like to go out for dinner? the same week, and she said no, you know, once a week, and he, it hurt his feelings, which is, you know, I think, look, when in doubt, be curious, not furious. That it's a, sort of an odd thing to say, and he took it as rejection, and I would take it as, who knows what it is. At this moment, RJ, do you miss this woman or not? Well, let me do that, and then we'll go back to the question I ask you, which is, what are you looking for in a relationship? But do you miss this woman or not?
Somewhat. but not really.
That's not a very, do you miss her enough to give her a call and say, hey, listen, I you know, made an assumption, which I probably shouldn't have made, which is, you know, what's up with you? What's the one week rule? Or once a week rule?
Well, I mean, you could right certainly after do she said,
go ahead.
After she said that, I thought, how about zero dates per week?
No, I hear that you got your feelings hurt. I hear that you got your feelings hurt. But the question is not then. The question is now. Of, you know, do you miss her enough? But let's go to the other question. If you could design the perfect relationship going forward for the next 40 years in your life, what would it look like?
A companion to go places, travel, go out, go for dinner, and. Whether we lived together or separately wouldn't matter.
Where did you find this woman? Where did you meet her?
She was a friend of my wife. You know what's strange is that I've gone out with five different women since my wife died, and every one of them has been a friend of my wife's.
Well, maybe it's time for you to kind of widen your pool a little bit. What I would do is go on, what, seniorpeoplemeet.com. And do you have your own hair?
Yes, I do.
You have your own teeth?
I have my teeth, too.
Do you have a car?
Yes.
Hey, you're going to be catnip, baby cakes. I would go.
I drive at night, too.
Pardon me?
I drive at night, too.
Oh, my gosh. You've just hit the lottery. All right. Here's what you're going to do, RJ. Don't call this. Well, at some point, you're going to call this woman just because you're going to be curious. Because I think it's more her independence than anything else. And I don't want that cloud sort of looming over your head. But I think you've taken the path of least resistance. And you have a very clear idea of what you're looking for. So write down in your profile exactly what you said to me. I'm looking for a companion, someone to travel with. Living together is not crucial, but I'd like to see you a couple of times a week. I'd like us to grow old together. Put your picture up. Put that you have your own teeth, your own hair. You have a car you can drive at night. And you're going to get a gazillion responses. And then you can decide what to do about this woman. I would at some point call her up just because I think you need to neutralize what you viewed as rejection. I don't think it was rejection. I think it was control, which is a different thing.
Yeah. You know, I've heard you say many times that the one who cares the least controls.
Yep. Yep. Well, and she may just,
I think she
was your path of least resistance. I think you were lonesome, and you sort of, all these women were kind of circling you because they knew your wife, and so go and see who else is out there. And you may decide that she's the best of the bunch, at which point, you know, sort of say, I'd like to try this again, but I'd like to try, you know, at least a couple times a week. The once a week seems to me pretty limited. But I would ask her why, number one. But go and see who. Look, you got your teeth, your hair, you got some jingle in your jeans. You can drive a car at night. You're gonna be deluged with women.
Wonderful.
All right.
Sounds good, Joy.
Yeah, go try it, RJ. And you know what I would do? I think that the membership costs, like, you can do it for on a monthly basis for about $25. I think you can do it for like 6 months for about $40 or $50. Just go and get some pictures. Do you know how to upload pictures to a website?
No, I don't.
Somebody will
ask my daughter to help.
Absolutely. She'll be delighted to do it. She can help you work on the profile. She probably didn't like that woman anyway.
Well,
right?
Well, of course, this is the woman that my son favored.
Well, that's all right. Then don't have him help with the website. Have your wife do it. Listen, they're allowed to like her. It's just that she's not what you want. You need to figure out what you want. They're running their own lives. You don't get to vote on their dates. They don't get to vote on yours. You're okay.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, let
much.
Me know what happens.
Okay.
RJ will probably be in the headlines as the man who got the most responses.
Oh.
All right, let me know, RJ.
Okay.
Bye. Sam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I just had
my
a little
pleasure.
Bit of static there. I wasn't sure. You know, about a year ago, I called you. I wanted to thank you for this advice about my daughter, my teenage daughter, like wasting my time and wasting my money. And from what I recall, what you told me to do was demand receipts or invoices, and as far as the money and as far as my time, give her a 10-minute window. And that's what I did, and it worked like a charm.
Yay! We love it when that happens.
That's
what parents really need to do with kids. It's not that we need to control them. We just need to set boundaries that allow them a little bit of flexibility, but allow them to understand what the deal is here. And that's how we parent.
Right. Well, it worked out fantastically. I don't feel like a penny of mine's been wasted, and whenever I got a time to meet up with her, she's usually right on the money. If
Amen.
It's 3 o'clock, she's there at 3. You know,
good
where before it was like, where before it was 3 o'clock, it might be 4:30, it might be 5.
Not
might
okay.
Not show up at all.
Not
know?
Okay.
But,
no,
but anyhow,
I
but. But anyhow, it worked out beautifully. I mean, it really did. But now today, I got another problem with her, okay? Because I live up in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
Up in the Arctic, basically. And my daughter was up here. She came up here to go to the university, okay? So, you know, her mom hooked her up with a place to stay, paid her rent. I paid her tuition. And it turned out she didn't like the school and wanted to go back down to Alabama, where her mother got remarried and moved to with her new husband. And so we got her into Auburn University down there. And now she's only been there for a month. And her mom, again, paid for a nice apartment down there. I paid for all her tuition and her books and whatnot. And she's got basically everything taken care of. And she's calling me about every 2 days, telling me how much she hates it. And she's actually busting into tears on me. And I don't know what to do.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 19.
All right. Did she finish up the first year in Ohio?
She finished the first semester, yes. She didn't want to go to the second semester, so I told her she had to get a job, which
okay.
she did.
Good.
And she saved a whole bunch of money.
Good.
And then in July 1st, she told me she wanted to quit her job so she could, you know, enjoy the rest of the summer.
Right.
And so I said, fine. Yeah, you know, because she had almost $5,000 saved, you know, which
good
I was
for
pretty
her.
Impressed by.
Very impressed.
Yeah. And
I'll tell you what, you hear the music, which is soothing yet ever limited, which means we're about to take a break. Let me put you back on hold. We'll pick it up where July 1st, where she wanted to take the rest of the summer off and play, which is not unreasonable, and we'll see what's going on today. All right, we'll be back in a moment with Sam. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call. I've got about 25 minutes in this hour and then another hour to go. We're talking with Sam, who's got a cherub who's spent one semester in Ohio. How were her grades in the semester that she was in Ohio, Sam?
She had 3.4 out of 4.
So this is a smart cookie who tests limits a lot. Okay. So then she made $5,000 from July. So she quit her job July 1st. And so let's pick it up there. So what happened after July 1st?
Well, she spent a lot of time traveling. You know, she went to Maine, went to New York. She spent a week in Nashville. Her and her friends, they go up to Ann Arbor all the time. You know, which is only like 45-minute drive from here. You know, college kids really like that place. And so she enjoyed her summer basically. And then it came time for her to head back down to Alabama You know, so her mother came, drove all the way up here and helped her pack and everything. And the, you know, because her mom's got family here, obviously, also. And so they drove back down there, and she's got a really nice apartment complex, you know, pool, a workout facility, walking distance to Auburn University. And a week after she got there, I started getting phone calls, you know, saying about how it's just boring there, there's nothing to do, that she doesn't like it there, that she likes Toledo so much better. You know, and so I tried telling her, I said, the reason you like Toledo better is this is where all your little high school chums are from. You know, I mean, you got your little circle here.
Well, except that she decided that she didn't like Toledo. So, I'll tell you what I do.
Exactly.
What did she do with the $5,000?
She still got like almost $2,000 of it left.
Great. What's tuition in Toledo? What's
about the same as it is there. It's basically $5,000 a semester would it cost me.
Perfect. All right. What you're going to say to your daughter is, kiddo, you're not 21, but you're not 5 years old anymore. You do what you want to do, but understand, from now on, you pay your tuition, and your mom and I will I'll refund it once you finish the first semester. With decent grades. Do whatever you want to do. Because anything you tell her, she's just going to rebel against and she'll either flunk out or she'll... I mean, this is a kid who, first of all, she's spoiled, with all due respect. Second of all, she plays you and her mom like a Stradivarius. And number three, she's really good at testing limits, as we know before. So I would say to her, look, do what you want, but understand your tuition is paid for this semester. And if you blow it, that's fine. But understand, going forward, you can go to any school you want, or you can even drop out of school. But you're on your own. And if you start school again, you pay the tuition, and I'll refund you if you know after semester by semester, assuming that you've made decent grades, or maybe even year by year. I mean, I would maybe do semester by semester because that's a lot of money for a kid. And if she says, well, Dad, I just don't have it, say, look, you're really good at earning money. And these are some decisions that you need to make. Because if you pay for her tuition, she doesn't view it as wasting money. It's, well, Mom and Dad, that's their job is to, you know, is to flush money down the chain, down the whatever, you know, down the tube when I want something. You know, I'm the princess. So I'd say to her, look, do what you want to do. I wouldn't give her explanations. I wouldn't help her to understand it. She's 19. She's not 12 years old, and she's smart and she's manipulative. Do what you want to do. My best suggestion is you finish up semester, you know, the year there, so you don't have a whole bunch of credits or they're not transferable. And then the deal going forward, if you finish up the year there and you want to stay there, I'll pay your tuition next year. If you decide to drop out, you're welcome to do it. I'm not, and there will not be any recriminations. But going forward, if you decide you want to go to college, you're going to have to come up with a tuition for the first semester. And I'll refund it to you after you've successfully completed the first semester. And let her do what you want.
Right.
There's not a draft.
Man,
she's not going to go. Yeah, because, I mean, look, understand how well it worked before when you just said to her, there are limits. And she's the kid who you know, would test the limits.
Right.
And I don't think she's necessarily doing it consciously, but she does it.
So you think maybe she's, you know, because it's one thing I got to say about my kid. Ever since she came out of infancy, she never cried. I mean, she's always, you know.
She's smart.
And now she's turning on the tears on me.
That's all right. But look, you're the adult. You're the one who sort of understands that the reason that kids are assigned parents is that parents have presumably 15 to 20 to 25 to 30 years experience on their kid. And so they have the understanding that, yeah, she can turn on the tears. I mean, she knows you, Sam. She's going to know. She just says, Dad, I'm not happy here. You're going to say, give it a try. She's pulling out all the stops. Do I think she's unhappy there? I don't know. And I don't think she knows. She's a drama queen. So that's fine. I mean, we're not trying to punish her. We're just saying, okay, you take responsibility. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there. But understand, if I were you, I'd finish up the semester just because you're going to have a whole bunch of partial credits. And from now on, you get to pay your tuition up front and I'll refund it to you after the fact. And she's going to say, Dad, I can't afford it. Say, well, I guess you're going to have to get a job. And she will.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. She may be a kid for whom school is just, she's not quite ready yet. That's okay.
Huh. All right. Well, I didn't really think about that because it is something, you know, that she told me. She goes, well, the only reason I'm going here is because you and my mom made me.
Yeah, right. See,
I said, what?
Sam.
What?
That's what I just told you. Without knowing that sentence, that's what I told you, is no matter what you do, it's wrong. Because she'll blame it on you. No matter what she does, even if it's the wrong decision, it's better than your decision because it was hers. And she'll take responsibility for it. She'll have to take responsibility. If you say to her, stay, you know, I flunked out because it wasn't any fun, or I started doing drugs because I was bored, so it all becomes your fault. If you say to her, fine, you know, you're an adult, do what you want, understand, here's the rules, then all of a sudden she's going to think about what she's doing. Is it worth $5,000, or is it worth $10,000 to drop out of school right now? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But whatever it is, it's her decision, which is better than your decision. She will learn nothing from your decision. She will learn something from hers.
Huh. Okay. Okay. I wasn't expecting to hear that.
Well, that's part of the fun of surprising you.
Right. Now,
I'm just thinking
worst-case scenarios, you know?
Sam,
like,
it's not.
Like,
it's not a worst... No, a worst-case scenario is that she had a life-threatening illness, that she was, you know, that she was pregnant by some guy that, you know, that, whose name she couldn't remember, you know, that she was on drugs,
right,
that she'd been in a car. There are lots of much worst-case scenarios. She's fine. She's just a spoiled kid who needs to learn to take responsibility. And this is the easiest, gentlest way for her to do it. There's basically no harm, no foul. And it's basically what it comes down to is money, which is the easiest of all things to negotiate. So all you have to do is smile sweetly and say, look, honey, you do what you want on this one. Understand, here's the new rules.
Here are the new rules.
New rules.
All right.
New rules. And you're not doing it punitively. You're not punishing her. You're just saying, look, this is an expensive proposition for you to treat college like a Chinese restaurant buffet. Try a little of this, try a little of that, and I'll just leave it on my plate. You know, we're not talking Chinese restaurant, you know, $10 all you can eat. We're talking $5,000 a semester. That's a lot of money. You do whatever you want to do. You get to pay up front, and I'll refund you. You're not even asking her to pay for her college. You're saying you refund it. But she's going to have to make decisions and stick to them. And it's a whole different issue when it's her money. And we know that she's really good. She already made a semester's worth of tuition in a very short period of time. Good for her. She gets to do it again. Or stay where she is.
Right.
And either of which is a better decision than you trying to talk her in or out of it.
Right. So just toss it back to her, and you're an adult, you decide.
No, you're not going to say it in that tone of voice, because that sounds punitive. That sounds like you really screwed up, and,
right,
and now, you know, what you're saying is, kiddo, listen, I hear it's your education. You get to choose where you want to go and how you want to do it, but here's the new rule, that from now on, you know, because this is getting too expensive for me to do it, and I'm sure it's frustrating to you as well. The new rule is that you can go any place you want. You get to pay the first semester, and she may go to junior college, which is much cheaper. In some places, it's free, which is fine. She sounds like the perfect candidate for junior college, and she can do well there. She's very smart, and then she can go on and figure out what she wants to do. But the point is that she will figure it out, and she should figure it out. Because then she can't
say,
well, you and Mom made me do it.
Okay, then how do I get over feeling guilty about it then?
Well, that's your button. You're going to have to get rid of that button. Sort of paying money for your kid to not study, I don't know why you'd feel guilty about that. That just sounds to me kind of the stupid. You know, you write welcome on your forehead, she steps on your face. You need to deal with whatever the issues are about your divorce and not make them her issue, because that's what she's playing off of. It's not doing her any good, it's not doing you any good. So go find a therapist. Or you can stay on the line and I'll talk with you about it for a minute if you want. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so
effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, Sean, could you do yourself and me and the listeners a favor? Apparently, the podcast and streaming are available on the website right now at drjoy.com.
That's correct.
But apparently, it's a little different than it was before. Can you explain to people what the difference is and how to navigate it?
Sure. As most of the listeners know, we've switched networks. We're now on the GCN network. So, but you can get it just by going to drjoy.com, the Dr. Joy website. And then at the kind of top right-hand corner of the page there, in the same spot that it's always been in, there's a Listen Now, or there's actually two links there. There's Live Show, so if you want to listen to the show right now while we're live, and there's also a podcast link. And if you either one of those will take you to the appropriate place. I've actually tried them both just a couple times within the last hour, and just click that. The live show's working here, and then if you click on podcast, it I have been told that, you know, maybe some, part of the problem some people are having is apparently it's an XML feed, and that's how podcasts work. So I don't know if it was different before, if it was just links or something. But you do need, you know, you have to subscribe to the podcast, which I guess is what a podcast is.
Well, we didn't have, I don't think we had any subscription issues.
Okay.
I don't think
okay. Okay. I mean, it's not a paid subscription or anything. It's just a what they call an RSS feed. So, so anyways, I mean, it's probably a little different for people. But I, you know, like I said, I'm here right now and I see all the links. So, and they're there. If people just are persistent, they you know, might be a little different, but it's not really.
I don't know,
difficult.
When it comes to electronics and persistent, it makes me break out in hives.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick DVD. A look at DVDs that are coming out this week. There are sort of two of them that are pretty cool. And I'll just, you know, rather than putting a sounder up, I'll just tell you about them. All right. I think the one that will probably get the most downloads, although it's going to be interesting, is A Fault in Our Stars, which is Shailene Woodley's really kind of breakout role. Hazel and Gus are two extraordinary teenagers who share an acerbic wit, a disdain for conventional love that sweeps them and us on an unforgettable journey. I actually thought this was pretty good. It's a little weepy, and I went sort of gritting my teeth. You saw it as well, right?
Yeah, yep.
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it really is. I agree with you. It is a little on the kind of sappy side sometimes, but it's. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep in mind this is a, you know,
it's a young adult novel.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
And I think both the Willem Dafoe and Laura Dern are both in it. But it's Shailene Woodley's and Sam Trammell's movie, and the two of them are great in it. I mean, you really like them, and you feel like you get to know them, and they're certainly more complicated than most young adult heroes. So, and I think this is Shailene Woodley is really giving Jennifer Lawrence, I think, a run for her money. So.
Yeah, they do kind of have the same kind of feel to them, don't they?
They do. They're the kind of new flavor,
yeah.
You know, flavor of the week.
So. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of flavors of the week, we've got Godzilla.
Ooh.
This one didn't do terrible. Did you see this one?
I didn't, actually. I just kind of took a stand. I was like, I cannot see another one, you know?
The problem about Godzilla is that, you know, we all love Godzilla. Godzilla makes basically a cameo in this one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and we came to see, and there are these other sort of reptilian things, and we've got Aaron Johnson, Bryan Cranston, Elizabeth Olsen, and it starts with World War II, and it looks like kind of a documentary, and I don't want to spoil anything, but Godzilla basically is the hero here. But there wasn't enough Godzilla. We all wanted more Godzilla. Whiny. So. I don't think it did terribly well at the box office.
I'll have to see it now. That's completely different than what I expected. I should have known. I mean, it's a pretty good cast.
So.
You know?
Yeah, and it really does attempt to. I mean, the original Godzilla was laughably bad.
Right.
I mean, but although it made huge amounts of money, but that was like, I don't know, what, 30 years ago or something.
Yeah,
This one is sort of a remake, and the CGI is terrific, but. I mean, you don't get to see much of Godzilla, and Godzilla is what we all came, you know, that's what we came to the party to see.
Interesting.
So. Okay. All right. 855-99, Dr. Joy. All righty. So we've got, what have I got here, about 2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
All right. So I'll tell you what, we'll start off next hour, she said, batting her baby blue eyes, with some stuff. That, you know, I must admit that that both of us are feeling, I'm not sure you're supposed to say this, but both of us are feeling under the weather with similar kinds of maladies today.
Yeah.
But we both decided we want you to be incredibly impressed. We're both,
yeah,
basically,
right.
here's what we're doing. We're whining at you. We just wanted you to know that we're here because... We love you, and it's our job. And both of us came in today going, I sent Shane off an email saying, I feel yucko. And he said, me too. And I thought, no, this is my chance to feel yucko. You can't feel yucko too. This is mine. So both of us are here, and so you better call. That's all I can say. All right, so I thought next hour we'd talk a little bit about the whole issue about how to discipline your kid if you're not beating them up, and hopefully you're not. But there are better, more sophisticated, more effective ways of disciplining your kid. And also, just a quickie here about how to talk with your kids about the NFL. And basically, you might say to them, you know, have you heard about it? And basically, you know, what are your feelings about it? Always a good idea, rather than telling kids how to feel, is asking them how they feel. Mm-hmm. And they may say, well, I don't know. And you can say, well, you know, I'm interested in what you can sort of pretend that you're me doing your little sociological experiment, which is saying, so what do you think about this? And then, you know, one of the suggestions was watching a football game together and discussing the coverage and commentary. You don't have to watch the football game. You can read the newspapers the day after, you know, Oklahoma kills OSU. You know,
right.
Or destroys, pulverizes.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, all the adjectives and adverbs are hugely violent.
Yeah,
so basically, saying, you know, what do you think should happen? How you know, do your friends talk about this? So I think basically, you know, if nothing else, showing your kids that you're interested in their point of view makes a huge amount of sense. And as basically I said with respect to Sam, rather than telling kids what to do, asking them how they feel, I think is a much more effective kind of way of knowing who your kid is and also being respectful of your kid. I mean, I think there's something very, very... I'm trying to find some other dignified, respectful, loving about a parent saying to a kid, tell me what you think about this. Because kids are so used to being lectured and told how they should think about things. But just saying to your kid, tell me what you think, which is, I suppose, the kind of cornerstone of what my approach to disciplining kids are, is when they make a mistake about something, saying, what did you do wrong here, and what do you think the appropriate punishment should be? If nothing else, you'll get a much better insight into who your kid is and what they think is icky and what they think is not. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Got another hour to go with y'all, and be grateful we can't breathe on you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.